This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Airline travelers tired of standing in long lines waiting to check their bags now have an alternative, at least in some places. It's called off-site baggage check-in, and it's showing up in cities across America. We sent Day to Day's Steve Proffitt out to investigate one remote check-in facility, and here is his report.
No waiting permitted. Loading and unloading only.
This place is called the Van Nuys Flyway. And it's in the San Fernando Valley in the northern part of Los Angeles. It's essentially a big, giant parking lot with a tall parking structure and a lobby where people can bring their bags, check in, get a boarding pass, get on a bus, and head for Los Angeles International Airport.
Give us your luggage. It goes right on your flight. And all you have to do when you get to the airport is go through security and to your gate.
Dan Golden works for a private company that has contracts to deliver bags and issue boarding passes for a half dozen major airlines. His firm charges $5 per customer for their service, but there are restrictions. The system doesn't support international travelers, and you must be at the site early, often 3 hours before your scheduled departure. Simone and Al Meadows are headed from L.A. to their home in Florida. They were staying with friends in the San Fernando Valley.
Well, rather than have someone take us down to the airport, we thought this would be a great way to go down. And then we heard about this service where we get our boarding passes and just scoot right in.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
Sounds excellent.
It sounds like a very good idea. I was saying today, I hope they do it all over.
And in fact, they are.
We also offer service in Boston, New York, Chicago, Miami. All in all, at this time, we have 15 cities that we operate out of, as well as the Hawaiian Islands.
Jose Hernandez is Regional Director for Baggage Airline Guest Services, or BAGS. He says, theoretically, his company can collect bags and issue boarding passes anywhere there is an internet connection. And his firm is setting up sites at big resorts, convention centers, and the like. Hernandez says remote check-in sites don't just reduce stress for passengers. They help mitigate strained airline check-in counters at busy airports.
What we're trying to do is relieve those already limited lobby spaces from excess baggage.
Here in the Los Angeles area, there are plans for several other remote check-in sites, including one at LA's downtown Union Station. And if you're wondering about security, here's how it works. The remotely checked-in bags are transported to the airport, taken to a central screening area, and then routed to the proper aircraft. BAGS and other companies that do this kind of thing have to be certified by the Transportation Security Administration. The companies say your luggage is treated just like it is if you check it in at the airport. Still, even though a service like this might help you avoid struggling with heavy bags through long lines, it can't do anything about the bane of air travelers everywhere, luggage that doesn't arrive at your destination when you do. For NPR News, I'm Steve Proffitt.